I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Tafim Practices. A woman found a stain on her clothing, and she brought the Mara to a rabbi to see whether it would be a problem. The rabbi looked at the cloth, and he saw that it was colored. It was a Beged Tzavua. And so he thought that obviously there wouldn't be a problem here, as the Gemara in today's Daf, Mida Daf Samach Aleph, teaches us to Machlokes the Tanaim, but we paskin that if a woman finds a stain on a colored garment, the rabbis never decreed that she should become Tameh. They never made a gzera on a Beged Tzavua. However, when the rabbi looked at the stain closely, he realized that there was so much blood here that there was a buildup of blood that it wasn't absorbed in the garment. And in such a case, it's not so simple that this leniency of colored garment supplies. Rashi in today's daf explains that why is it that if a woman finds a stain on a colored garment, that the rabbis never decreed that she should become Tameh. And that is because when the stain's on a colored garment, the color isn't so clear. The color of the blood. We learned in the Gemara in Daf Yutes, Yurches, that there are very specific colors necessary in order for blood to make a woman Aser. And therefore, in a case in which the stain is found on a colored garment, then the color isn't so clear. In such a case, the rabbis never decreed that there should be a problem in the first place. However, in such a case, in which there is a buildup of blood, and the blood isn't absorbed into the garment, it's on top of the garment, and in fact you're able to peel off such a blood and check the color, perhaps the leniency of Beged Tzavua shouldn't apply. The fact is that this is a dispute among contemporary poskim, and the lumdus, the way to understand this machlokas, is really relevant to other areas as well. On one hand, you could argue, as we said from Rashi, the whole reason why we were lenient on a colored garment is because the color of the blood is indiscernible, and therefore in a case which I'm able to peel off the blood and look at the color, it should be a problem. However, the other argument is that at the end of the day, the stain was found on a colored garment, and there was never a gzera on a colored garment. And even though in this specific scenario I am able to tell the color of the blood, it doesn't make a difference. The rabbis never made a gzera on a colored garment. An extension of this machlokas as well is in the case in which you have a pastel-colored garment. It's a very light color. It's colored, but it's a very light color. And therefore, when I'm trying to determine the shade of red of the blood, the color of the blood, it's clear, and I'm able to identify whether it should be a problem or not. And therefore, there are some that would argue that she should become Tameh, she should become Aser, because at the end of the day, the only reason why a colored garment creates leniency is because it hinders our ability to determine the color of the blood. And in such a case where I am able to tell the color of the blood, we should say that she becomes Aser. However, others argue that since at the end of the day it's a colored garment, the rabbis never made a decree on a colored garment. I'd just like to end off by pointing out that even according to those opinions, that even if a woman finds a stain on a very light colored garment, that she wouldn't become Aser, that's only if it's actually colored. And as many rabbis point out, off-white is white.